Okay, so the key to finding out what we are is to first find out what we are not. We are not our bodies. We tend to identify too much with our bodies. This creates all kinds of problems for ourselves. But when we realize we're not our bodies, then we can not pay so much attention to them in the fact that because when we pay the wrong type of attention to our bodies, we interfere with the flow of energy going through them, creating perfect health. And so we want to maintain good health, so we don't want to interfere with the flow of energies. It's like when people pay too much attention to something, just like if you have to perform and you've got a whole bunch of attention on it, you may really blow your performance because you just were too nervous and everything. And this happens with our bodies in the fact that if we pay too much attention to it in the wrong way, it interferes with the flow. So the best way to deal with your body is if it doesn't even exist. And then all the energies in the body will circulate correctly. They'll take care of themselves. But we interfere with the circulation of energy in our body by our wrong thinking. And much of our thinking is wrong. Same thing with our emotional body. We interfere with its flow. The person with healthy emotions will be the person that is honest, will communicate emotionally. But one thing I didn't say about the emotions that's an important point is that it's not necessarily a sign of a highly evolved person to be unemotional. The highly evolved person actually has emotions that is stronger than the lesser evolved person. It's just that he has more control over them. As you evolve, your seven centers, your seven basic centers light up. Your first center is at the base of the spine, and it controls the flow of life through all the other centers. It's like a candle that's lit up. And this next one is the sacral center governing physical creation and the sexual energy. And then the next one is around the area of the navel. It's actually in the back of the spine is where it's actually located, but it's you'll often hear about yogis focusing on their navel. But that's the sacral center, and that governs the lower emotions. And then the next one up is the heart, and the heart governs the higher emotions. It's called the center. The energies that govern the heart are the energies of love, wisdom. And so it's just not love, it's also wisdom. And it governs the higher feelings. So you have the lower feelings in this area, and the higher feelings in the heart, and the higher intelligence in the heart. Then you have the throat, governs the creative energies. And for instance, when people have problems in their throat area, that's often caused by their creative energies being suppressed. In other words, they're supposed to be, your soul tells you you're supposed to be more creative, and you're not fulfilling your creative destiny, and so you will get physical problems in areas that you are supposed to improve in. People that have heart problems often are people that need to generate the love energies. And then the next one up is center between the eyebrows, often called the third eye. Technically it's called the Ajna Center. And that governs ideas, okay? You get ideas from the higher mind, and it's centered in the this third eye. And this, when this is open, you're able to see greater light and understanding also. The third eye is an eye of higher vision. And then the final one is the crown, and the crown has has approximately 1,000 petals, symbolizing about 1,000 lifetimes that it takes to overcome and master all things. And its focus is centered around the correct use of power. So all of these centers light up and they unfold. And when they unfold, an increase of energy is sent to the person. As the person evolves, he may find that his solar plexus, which governs the emotions, may be 60% unfolded. Okay? But he may have a lot of trouble handling his emotions because he hasn't developed the self-control. Now, as the person evolves and the heart begins to open, the emotional center, the sacral center, opens an additional amount. And so as the person evolves, the sacral center, even the lower centers, open up more and function in greater perfection. So you take the average person, his emotional center may be only open like 60%. But then the more advanced person, it may be close to 100%, which means that when he feels emotions, he feels it with more intensity than the other guy. But because he has evolved more and learned to master them, you can insult him and he will not react because he has control of the emotions. So even though his emotions are more strong, he has also more control. So it's an interesting fact that the people we see out there that are totally out of control of their emotions don't know what full emotions feel like because they have not had their emotional centers completely unfolded yet. So as a person increases in evolution, his passions will actually be very, very strong. I think Adam realized that. He's a passionate guy. What do you think of that, Adam?
What do I think about passion?
Now, you're a pretty evolved person, I would say, but yeah, I would say you're a passionate person, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I am.
Can you guys identify with that? That most people here are above average in spiritual evolution, or else you wouldn't be trying to make something of your life. Is there anybody here that feels that they are not a passionate person? How about you, Sean? You feel you're a milk toast type of guy, or what?
Yeah,
I'm
passionate.
Yeah. How about you, Phil?
Depends on who you ask.
Now, Rebecca, she sounds passionate. She said she gives you a piece of her mind once in a while. Yeah, so as a person evolves, his feeling nature actually becomes stronger, but it's like a weightlifter. A weightlifter that really practices can lift 100 pounds much more easily than a non-weightlifter can lift 100 pounds. It may break the guy's back lifting 100 pounds if he's not in good shape. But a weightlifter that has exercised those muscles lifts 100 pounds like it's a feather, okay? And this is the way it is with the emotions. As you progress along the path, you're given more emotional energy, but you have more control over it. So this is one of the things that a lot of spiritual teachers get wrong, is a lot of them teach that we're supposed to negate our feelings and our passions. Whereas, really, there's nothing wrong with letting our passions and feelings just be whatever they are, recognize them, but control them. They become easier to control as we continue to work on them. Once somebody insults you once, say comes and insults your mother, you may react strongly the first time, and then the second time somebody does that, you think, well, I don't have to respond this way. And then eventually, people can insult you all they want, and you don't have to respond. You still feel really passionate about your mother. But you realize that this is just a wayward person that doesn't know what the heck he's talking about. And so there's always a way to neutralize that the negative attacks that people have. So this is an interesting thing to realize, is that we are not our emotions, we are not our minds, we're not even our higher minds. So our higher minds is the highest part of ourself that we use as a vehicle of expression, in a way. And we're not even spirit, but we use spirit, and spirit is a part of us. But what are we? Anybody read the first two books? Okay. Well, who can tell us what we are? Somebody raise your hand. I'll pick on somebody. Phil?
I remember decision.
Okay. But that is not correct. Okay. I figured anybody would answer that.
That's the key word.
Right. That's a key word. You're not... It's only tells you, directs you to what you are. What are you really?
The power of decision.
Right, you're the power of decision. You're the power that makes decision, okay? And decision is a key word because it's the closest we can get to what you are. But you are the power that can decide, that can make a decision. Think of that for a moment. You are the power of decision. What is the power of decision? But it's something that we can't really put in words. The closest word we can come to it is the key word of decision. And then you contemplate. Contemplate when you make any decision in life. And that power that makes that decision is closest you can get to your pure essence. It's closer than saying you are a body, you are emotion, you are mind, you are spirit, you are gods, but you are the power that can make a decision.